coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style. And right now, getting into an interview that is, I think, really, really important. Probably more so than we like to admit. We are living in an age of incredible stresses and pressures in pretty much everyone's life. I think the cracks have started to show after the last couple of years post-COVID. We are also, I think, living in an age where people are turning to all kinds of methods to try and cope, just to try and get through a day. And sometimes that results in self-medication in one form or another. And sometimes it leads down a slippery slope and without even realizing it, often a pattern of addiction may have taken hold. And trying to identify that, trying to admit that and how it's shaping your life at this stage can be hard, it can be difficult. But help is at hand. And here on the Dolphin Coast, in Ballito, in fact, there is a place that has recently opened its doors, Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. And in the studio with me, I happen to have the founders, Yonit and Clive Blumenthal, with well over a decade's worth of experience in the space. And looking at what the offering is, really, at Journey Ballito, because there is definitely a whole lot more to the package than you might think when you hear the term rehab or recovery. So, welcoming back to the microphone, Clive, how are you, my friend? Are you well?
I'm good, thank you, Mikey.
Great. And alongside you, Yonit, are you also well?
Always good.
This is good to hear. The adverts have been on the radio. The doors are open in Ballito. Journey Recovery and Wellness Center. The name kind of alludes to a space where you help people put their lives back together and get on a track that is heading out of a dark space towards the light. But you've got a really different approach to this thing, and it's not just about addiction, alcoholism, drugs. There's so much more to the offering. So let's look at it. What is Journey Recovery and Wellness Center Ballito all about? What do you offer? You're neat.
So I think the most important thing is respect, compassion, and care. I think a lot of times what holds people back from getting the help is feeling like they would be looked down upon, that they'll be disrespected, that they will be made fun of or judged. A big thing is feeling judged in addiction. So all of those things we're very aware of, and we make sure that you don't feel that. You feel very much part of the community. We treat you with the utmost respect. Our aim is to actually grow your self-esteem and grow your self-care and self-love, and all of that don't go with punitive behavior. So I think that's the if I find the one word that works for me the most is compassion.
That's a powerful word. It's more than just a word, because it's a practice that you incorporate into everything you do at Journey. You've taken a very different, and I would say a progressive approach to the way that people are treated when they come into your care. I've even heard that, you know, your approach to things like, for example, cell phones. If, you know, especially if you've got someone who's a business person who's got calls to make and they're trying to still run their life, but they've admitted that they need help, they've come and booked themselves in, but they still want to be able to handle business and stay connected to life, you're not going to be taking away their cell phone. And that's an interesting departure from some of the traditional models of rehab. Am I right, Clive?
You are. So you have this idea in your head about what the world looks at addicts like, or people who are alcoholics or whatever. Suddenly you win. So you start judging yourself now. That you might be a businessman, you probably are, or you've got a good job, or you've got a good family, which most addicts have and are. Now you start putting yourself in that category that you thought of that guy that you saw whenever you saw him, or what the world thinks about addiction.
So that dude who is always at the robots begging and
stealing.
That's in your mind, that's the prototypical, that's the archetype of the addict. And now you've...
Now you've
discovered that you've got this problem that you don't have a handle on, and And now, am I that?
Well, you're not. But to go into treatment and be called an addict, everyone else must be thinking that what you thought of that addict you saw downtown, or in the street, or in, or at your house, or wherever.
All of that judgment.
Right. So you're the one that's actually judging that about yourself. So that's number one. And then when you get into the treatment center, they confirm that you're this addict by not giving you your phones, by for whatever reason, showing you consequences or showing you taking your cigarettes away, or you can't have this or you can't have that. So that's already confirms what you think about yourself. It pushes your button by saying, there you see, this is who I really am. So what we try and do in Journey is to override that. We don't even want to look at that. You, a wonderful person, you're a successful person, you're a clever person, and whatever you need, you deserve to get. Yes, you've got to do certain forms of treatment, so we can try and teach you certain life skills and certain ways of how to live as an addict, because you'll always be one. Once you learn how to live as an addict, understand what your addiction is about, and every single person is different. So every single person will also be treated differently, because every single person's trauma, where the addiction actually comes from, is different. My story is different to yours and to others. So I'm going to treat you like a king, because you are one. All you are is you're ill. So you don't go into a hospital and get treated badly because you're ill. You go into a hospital and get treated well and looked after, and the doctors come and they treat you and they look after you, and everyone's all kind to you and all sorts of, because you're ill. You come into addiction, you're ill. You're not this bad person. So that's the difference between Journey and other rehabs.
And it's quite a stark difference when, you know, you understand there are different models out there for treatment, for recovery. And, you know, one of the old long-standing models that is quite well-known and popular, that the sort of 12-step approach, it exists, it has its place, and some folks have had success, many folks have, but it's not for everyone. And it's not going to work for everyone. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Do you not work on a 12-step sort of approach?
I don't base around 12-step. I educate certain things around about 12-step. But, you know, the whole world runs on 12-step. Mm. And there's a reason why there's only a 7 or 5% recovery rate worldwide. There's a reason. Something's not working.
Okay.
We have a better percentage because what we do is working.
And you got the track record, as I say. I mean, with the Joburg facility having been going for 10 years plus, this is your next extension, the coastal offering, Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, Balito. And let's talk about the actual nuts and bolts of the space that is Journey Balito, your needs. What is the capacity in terms of rooms, in terms of what kind of rooms and spaces do you have, and how long typically would someone be looking at booking themselves in for to get results, to really be able to draw the benefits of a stay?
I think the best you can do for yourself is actually start with a 3-month program, but a lot of people really struggle with that. So we say, okay, come for 30 days. And, you know, and then you make your own mind. And a lot of people choose to stay longer. Really, to manage to assist somebody in a period of 30 days is very, very short. It took years to get to the place where you accepted that you have a problem and have come for help. And a lot of people kind of fear staying for longer, and they want to fix it straight away, like it has to be done now. I've missed so much time, I need to just hurry up and get better, which is not realistic. And if, God forbid, you have cancer, you will go to the hospital to get treatment, and it might take months.
Yeah.
Not it will not be a 30-day stint, and you will do it because you want to save your life. And it's the same with addiction. You have to save your life, because the life you are living with the addiction is so chaotic, is so painful, and you don't deserve it. You don't deserve to live with that kind of pain.
But that being said, I mean, even 30 days, You're not going to be in a hospital setting because...
Oh, no, it's a hotel.
I'm downplaying it here, but yeah. It really is. It's as comfortable as that. And the fact of the matter is the care that you provide is tailored to the individual.
Mm.
And there's flexibility within that as well. For example, if you've got the ability for your partner or your spouse to come down and stay for a period during that 30 days, is that an option?
Mm, it is an option. And I think, like you said, we look at everything outside the box. We're not stuck in the idea of how a rehab should be running. So when we say we look out the box, it's we look at each individual for what their needs are today. And if your need is to connect back to the family, because often by the time you come into treatment, there have been such a tear and a breakdown in the whole family system. And if we just remove you and take away your way of communicating with them, it's not going to be healed by the time you come out. So the whole process of healing and connecting again needs to be done while you're in treatment. And that's the reason we give you your phone as well. You're not a bad person. Like Clive said, you're not a terrible person that needs to be removed from society. The opposite, you're a very hurt person. You might have hurt other people as well, but in essence, you're a very hurt person that doesn't know how to live in this world without carrying on hurting themselves. So a lot of our work is how to teach you other coping skills, how to manage living in this world with the condition that you have, but with respect. We look at you as, well, you're the same as us. I would want to be treated with the utmost respect, with care, with love. I want to get into a bed that's comfortable with a bathroom right next door in my room. That's what I want to be treated like. So this is what we're giving. I want to be staying in a place that's beautifully designed, that smells nice, that has view to the sea. That's what I want. So that's what we're giving.
And it really is that. The space in Bolito is certainly set up for success and for providing a recovery experience that I'm quite confident in saying has got to be the most comfortable, and if you should even go as far as to say luxurious, in the country. It's not a prison. It's not a hospital ward. This is a space of healing and recovery, and everything is geared towards supporting you in that. And you're not going to be treated like a convict. Or you're going to be treated like someone who needs the empathy and compassion and support to walk their journey. And understanding that you've still got a life that you're trying to run and a business possibly that you're trying to hold down at the same time. And so if you need a laptop, if you need a phone to keep connected to the world, and if you need visits from those nearest and dearest to you, you know, this stuff can be accommodated.
So we also fully Sana approved.
Sana Halal approved,
yes.
Eh? That's a big thing.
Mm.
For those who need it, it is. I mean, that's what we went out to offer also.
So meals, catering, that's all in-house, all included?
Yeah.
And delicious food.
There you go. Nutritious and delicious.
And the most beautiful roof garden, the most beautiful roof pool, the most beautiful views. You've got Wi-Fi, you've got TVs.
So you're connected. You're not feeling like you've been tucked away in a hovel somewhere. You are in a space that is set up to make you
to love
stay.
And support you and guide you.
And I'll use a different word for it. It's actually a rehab retreat.
Ah, and that's a word that I think is very fitting, and probably it has a whole set of different connotations to it. You know, when you say the word rehab, there's images that pop up in your mind. When you say retreat, oh, that's a whole different thing. And when you combine the two, that's a really interesting model. And probably something that is, if not the first of its kind, certainly a first for this part of the world, and a model that I'm sure is going to be looked at very closely, And it might be the start of a whole new revolution in care.
It sure is, because you're going to get yoga, you're going to get...
Oh, there's meditation, there's yoga, there's breathing exercises, there's all kind of holistic, different therapy models.
That you don't get anywhere else.
I just want to say, this is the biggest gift you can give yourself. We're very good at gifting other people, and very seldom do we gift ourselves. But this is the biggest gift you can give yourself to change your life to what you want it to become.
And one thing I also just wanted to touch on, not necessarily only for addicts, for those who are users of substances, but if you are having a mental break, if you are at that point where you are suffering with anxiety, depression, mental patterns that are not helping you or those close to you, and you need a space where you can be in the care of professionals who can help you work through this stuff and put through put systems in place to help you manage these patterns and break those patterns that aren't serving you. This is also for you. It's a big part of the offering, right? Mental wellness, mental health, and support for that.
Yeah, I think everybody should have the time to come here.
Well, look, according to some folks, we're all suffering with PTSD after the last couple of years. And so I think you're definitely onto something there. And I'm sure it's going to be a growing part of the offering as the word gets out about Journey Bellito. And if you're keen to find out more, well, apart from popping in for a look at the facilities yourself and to see if I have been exaggerating, I promise I haven't been, you should check out the website as well, journeyrecoverycenter.com, and you will find information, the contact details, directions to the Bellito offering, which is just behind the Lifestyle Center, in fact, right in the center of Bellito. And go and check out that rooftop pool. Let me tell you, the sea views from that thing alone, that sells it for me. And my special guests in the studio with me, the founders of Journey Recovery and Wellness Center, Yunit and Clive Blumenthal. Any last words from you, Clive?
Hang in there. And if you need help, we're here for you.
Go, that's the words from the Journey team. You heard it on Radio Life and Style.